You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord have made. We are rejoicing in it. We're glad in it. We thank God for another opportunity, another chance to come into your homes, come into your cars, come into the Web by Cypress audience. This radio station have made it possible. WWBC 1510 on your AM dial and the other stations has made it possible for me to come into your cars and home. Guess what? It's about time for your miracle. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, it's about time for your miracle. If I can get you to touch and agree with me and say that, put it into the atmosphere, it's about time for your miracle. Because why? He still lives. No matter what situation you in, he still has the power and the authority to do what? Bring you out. Come on, bring you out of it. Come on, take you through it. Come on, and if he don't bring you out right then, he's able to keep you in the midst of it. Because why? He's able to do a sin above all we think or ask. Good morning. This is the day again that the Lord have made, and we will and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God for another opportunity. Praise God for another time. Praise God for another day. Hallelujah. That he has made. And we give him glory. We give him praise. We give him honor. Amen. Come on. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now because of who you are. We thank you because you woke us up this morning. First of all, you kept us throughout the night, God, with our mind as we stayed asleep, God. And as we rested in you, Father, you kept us. And then you woke us up early this morning, Father. And we were closing our right mind. And we had the activity of our limbs, God. Thank you this morning, Father God. We come back and say thank you for our lying down on last night and our early rising this morning, Father, to commune with you, to dine with you, Father. We thank you today, God. Some, God, is already at work, God. Some is preparing to go to work, God. Some is taking a break, God. Some are just have the day off and got to take care of business today, God. We thank you for favor. We thank you that it works out on their behalf, Father. We thank you that give those that at work strength, Father. And we bless you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Good morning. Good morning again to all of you. Praise our God. We want to say good morning to Dr. Gathers. God bless you, Prophetess Gathers. Good morning, amen, Evangelist, Prophetess Shirley. Good morning, my niece. God bless you. Hallelujah. Good morning, Sister Cynthia. Good morning to those that are popping up right before me right now. Good morning, Sister Williams. God bless you. Thank God for you. Amen. And those of you that will be coming on, we say good morning all to you. Amen. Because this is the hour. This is the time. This is the prophetic time. This is the prophetic year for the saints of God to do what? Lunch out into the deep. Why? Because we have his word on it. Amen. We have his word on it. And we're going to do what? Take him at his word. Come on. Because heaven and earth shall pass away. But guess what? His word stands forevermore and evermore and evermore. Listen. Come on. Get ready. Prepare your hearts. Prepare your hearts for this week. This week. Oh, my God, I'm so glad you asked me what is going to go on. This week, starting tonight, it will be the first revival at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founding pastor, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. I'm telling you, it's going to be something in the place every night, starting on tonight. Praise God. Guess who's going to be with us? Hallelujah. Pastor Tanya Green, all the way from Melbourne. Hallelujah. And the congregation and different ones that will be coming with her, they will be with us this week. You don't want to miss this revival. You, those of you that been in her services, those of you that know her, those of you that have been around her, she's going to be right there with us live this week. And we shall experience heaven on earth. And we shall see miracles, signs, and wonders on earth. Come on. Do I have any believers out there today? Come on. And we're going to see God move this week again. Revival starts tonight. Come on, and we go from Monday to Friday. Come on, hallelujah. God bless you. Good morning, Evangelist Catherine Mitchell. Hallelujah. It's going to be something in this place this week. You don't want to miss it. Come on, take your nap. Come on, don't come in sleepy. Come on, get you some rest, because what? It's going to be going on. It's going to happen for you if you believe, if you come expecting. Guess what? You can get what you come expecting for. You got to be expecting something. Come on. You got to come, anticipate, and believe that something is going to happen. This week, we shall launch out deeper into the prophetic things of God this week through the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. New Destiny Church will be with us. Pastor Tanya Green will be with us. Praise God. I tell you, something is going to happen. I'm excited. I'm waiting for the move of God. Come on, something great, something big is getting ready to happen this week for you. Something mightily is getting ready to happen for you this week. Come out, come cross, come through, come over, and get what you need. Come be with us. Tell somebody. Bring somebody. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Text them. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise our God. And let them know again the address, the place, the time is the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Better known as the spot. Come on. Hallelujah. This is where you can come and get delivered, set free, saved. Hallelujah. Backsliders will come back this week. Blinded eyes, deaf ears, spiritual and naturally sick bodies will be healed this week through the preached word. Amen. Again, our speaker revivalist for the week is Pastor Tanya Green. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Destiny Church from out of Melbourne, Florida, will be in Titusville the whole week this week, starting on tonight, 7 o'clock. Come on, 7 o'clock. You got enough time to come home, get yourself together, and things will happen for you. Amen. Come on out to the house of God. Come on out to the place of God. Come on out to the sanctuary. Amen. And watch God do a new thing in you in the sanctuary. I'm looking forward to seeing you and you. Preachers, I'm looking forward to seeing you. If you don't have nothing going on at your church, gather the saints up. Gather the saints up and tell them, let's go to Titusville. Tell them, if you're in Titusville, gather the saints up and say, let's go out. Come on, let's go out and be a part of this. I remember the times when one church was putting on revivals. Amen. The pastor would bring over the whole congregation when they didn't have nothing. Bring over the whole congregation to the revival. Come on. I remember that. Come on. And it still can happen. So guess what? If you're not having services at your church, come on. Tell the members. Tell God's people. Come on. We're going to go over and we're going to support the revival. And we're going to come together. And we're going to touch and agree. That's what we're going to talk about today too. Hallelujah. And we're going to experience God in a different way. And we are launching out in the prophetic things of God this year, launching out a little further. Amen. We do give honor to Lady Watkins, my wife. Amen. Thank God for her. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Thank God for our church mother. Amen. Mother Brown. And to all the Prophetess Rita, to Prophetess Gathers. Amen. To all the evangelists and Prophetess Moses. Amen. To all of you, Carissa Moses, God bless you. Thank God for Pastor Jamal Moses. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for all of you, to the evangelists, Evangelist Catherine. Hallelujah. God bless you. Evangelist Blackman, bless you. Evangelist Jan, God bless you. Evangelist Mara, God bless you. Thank God for you. And I'm telling you, for the saints of God there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Praise God. Thank God for you. Amen. And we want to send out our condolences to the bereaved families, those that are going through bereavement hour. Amen. We want to be let you know that we are praying for you and with you, is that God will see you through. We also want to keep them in prayer, those that have gone through the bereavement hour. Amen. We want to pray for them that God will strengthen them up, the Harris family. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank God for you. And we, Lawrence, we pray for you. Hallelujah. Richard, we pray for you. Hallelujah. Thank God. Nikki, we're praying for you. Curtis, we're praying for you that God will strengthen you all up in the whole entire Harris family. Praise God. Hallelujah. And also, we want to keep Sister Lou in prayer. Pray for her and the passing of her father, that God will see them through as they walk through this process time of going through the bereavement hour. And the Cobb family, Mrs. Cobb's, amen, in Titusville, we want to pray for you and that God will see you through, you and your family and your sons, amen, that God will see you through, amen. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm telling you, on yesterday, I pray that some of you all had a chance to go to church services on yesterday at your church, or if you weren't able to go to your church, that you were somewhere in the presence of God. Amen. I'm telling you, on yesterday, we had a profound word. Amen. Lady Watkins came, amen, and brought the word of God, talking about praises and how powerful your praise is when you begin to praise God, when you begin to praise Him in the midst of what you're in. It changes things. So we thank God. Lady Watkins brought a profound word. God moved in that service on yesterday. Praise our God. Our Women's Day service. Amen. Hallelujah. Then on last night, we were right back. Hallelujah. For the second service. Right back last night. Amen. 6 o'clock. He was right back there. Amen. And God moved so quick. Amen. He moved great and He moved mightily. Amen. Through the speakers. Amen. On last night. I'm telling you, every now and then, amen, we want to sit back and we want to see what they're learning. Amen. Hallelujah. So the evangelist, since it was the women's Sunday, the evangelist and the prophets, them on last night, God, we turned them loose. And I'm telling you, boy, did they not come through. Did they not come through? Amen. Thank God for all of them that spoke and had a word and a part and you know, bringing out what God has instilled in them since they've been in the ministry and been under the ministry, you know, regurgitating, amen, what they're eating, amen, praise God. So we thank God for them, amen, praise God for you. Those of you that are traveling, you probably was down here visiting, we pray that you have a safe trip back home, amen. Some of you may be coming in and continue. Come on, continue to pray for us as we pray for you. Again, pray for Lady Watkins and the family, amen, due to the passing of her cousin, amen, in New York, amen. We pray for you, Mary, amen. We pray for you that God will see you through, amen, hallelujah. Anybody that I don't know that you know, we're praying for them also that God will see them through, amen. I want to go to the word, amen. Like I said, we have a whole hour. We have a whole hour. You stay with me, I'll stay with you. Amen. I must be right here. Thank God for you. Again, God bless you. Shout out to Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood. God bless you, woman of God. Oh, my God. Get ready. Get ready. We're going to be down there. Amen. In March, we're coming. We're coming wide open. Get ready. That second week in March. So you'll be hearing some more about it. Amen. You'll be hearing some more. This you'll be back up in April. You'll hear some more about it. We got it all planned. We got it all planned. Come on, don't forget, God is going to do a great thing if you believe, if you believe, if you believe. Can you believe? Yes. Will you believe? Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I was doing some things on last night. Hallelujah. And I tell you, the Spirit of the Lord was still present upon me. And I just began to say, yes to your will, Lord. Yes to your way. Lord, just help me say yes, Lord. Yes to your will, Lord. Yes to your way, Lord. Just help me say yes. Lord, I'll obey you, Lord. See, that's what you got to do. I'll obey you, Lord. Just help me say yes, Lord. Yes to your will, Lord. Come on. Yes to your ways, Lord. Just help me say yes, Lord. I'll trust you, Lord. This is what you got to do. I'll trust you, Lord. Just help me say yes, Lord. Yes to your will, Lord, no matter what is going on. Yes to your ways, Lord. Mother Hickman, yes to your will, Lord. Just help me say yes, Lord. I would trust you, Lord. I would trust you. I would trust you, Lord. Just help me say yes, Lord. I'll obey you, Lord. Do I have any witnesses out there? I'll obey you, Lord. Just help me say yes, Lord. Just help me say yes, Lord. Just help me say yes, Lord. That was ringing in my soul on last night. This morning and for day, I woke up with it, and it's still ringing in my heart. Yes to your will, Lord. I come in agreement with it. Yes to your ways, Lord. Yes to your will, Lord. Just help me say yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We got to say yes. And we're going to launch out into the deep, into the prophetic things of deep. We got to say yes to his will, yes to his way. We got to embrace it. We can't be afraid. Yes to your will, Lord. Come on. Yes to your ways, Lord. Just help me say yes, Lord. Just help me say yes to your will. Just help me say yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just help us to say yes to your will in this prophetic season. Just help us to launch out into the deep, to the deep things of you, because we have your word on this. We have your word on this, and we got to praise you through it, God, no matter what it is. Yes to your will, Lord. I want to just touch bases on something that we touched bases on before. Amen. And this is the time that you know, as we often say, that two, amen, is powerful. Amen. Hallelujah. It's Matthew 18:18, and it says, read as, verily I say unto you, come on, hallelujah. Whatsoever ye shall bind on earth is bound already in heaven. I want to let you know this year, things have already been taken care of in your life. Things have already, hallelujah. You have no excuse. It says, come on, again, it says, verily I say unto you, come on here. Whatsoever ye shall bind on earth is bound in heaven. It's already taken care of. Whatsoever you shall loose on earth is already loosed in heaven. I want you to know today that your lunch out, your prophetic lunch out into the deep, is nothing to hinder you, because God have already taken care of everything. So what it is now, you got to come in agreement. We got to say yes to the prophetic will of God and to launch out into the deep. Praise our God. He says, already bound in heaven. And again, I say unto you, if in check. Say, come in an agreement. I come in agreement with you. You come in agree with me. If there be any two of you shall agree and touch on earth, this is what the scripture says. Come on. Anything that they shall ask of who acts of him, it shall be done. It shall be done. This is the year that we come together as a collective body, and as we touch and agree and pray that we get ready to launch out into the deeps, into the depths of God, that we begin to see what God is saying in this hour. Come on. That we begin to hear what God is saying in this hour, in this prophetic lunch. Come on. The enemy wants us to stay in the shadow. The enemy don't want you to lunch out into the deep, because he know if you go into the deep things of God, you're going to move, because you said yes to his will. You said yes to his way. Come on here. You submit your ways unto him. Hallelujah. You submit your thoughts unto him. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm telling you, when we come in an agreement, when we touch and agree, hallelujah, the enemy has no ground. He has no authority as believers. Come on. That they come against the believers. Because why? We touch and agree. We come in alignment. We come in agreement with what the word has already said about our circumstances. God bless you, Minister Mitchell. We come in agreement with what God has already said about our circumstances and our situations. It's already done. Yes to your will, Lord. Yes to your way, Lord. Because guess what? We are getting ready to launch out into the prophetic things of God this year. No more longer will we be on the surface. I'm going to keep saying, excuse me. No more longer will we be on the edge. Come on. Because why? Now we're coming in agreement as brothers and sisters. We're coming in agreement with what his word says. We're embracing his word. We trust in his word. Come on. We are leaning on his word. Come on, we're depending on his word. Any two touching agree according to the scripture. And if we ask anything and we agree, it's going to be done. So I'm saying to you this morning, we're coming in agreement, and we're going to do what? Come from the shadow, and we're going to do what? Launch out into the deep. Come on, things of God this year, so that we may be able to do what? Experience something from out of the deep. Oh, my God. That was good right there. No more longer do I want to experience the little shadow things. No more longer do I want the shadow things to hinder me. Now we say yes, and we touch and agree with his word. And his word, come on, when I say with his word, you got the word in you, I've got the word in me, and we touch and agree as we're doing now with this word. It causes us to do what? Launch out into the prophetic things of God, the deep things of God. Come on. Hallelujah. No matter what is going on, it's already bound on earth. It's already bound. Come on. It's already bound in heaven. So it's already bound on earth. So we have no excuse. Come on. Hallelujah. We touch and agree. Come on. We don't come in agreement and say yes to his will. Yes to his way. We don't come in agreement. Hallelujah. So therefore now we are to be able to do what? Launch out a little further into the deep things of God, the prophetic things of God. This is the time. This is the year for you to experience. Come on here. Of the deep. Come on. Of the deep. Of the deep things of God. Hallelujah. This is the year for you to experience the time. Hallelujah. What God wants to do what? To impart into you. What God wants to do what? To bring you into another place. Come on. So if you're going to launch out into the deep, you won't remain the same. Uh-oh. You won't remain the same. What are you saying, Apostle? You won't remain the same when you launch out into the deep, because in the shadow, you can see what is going on. But in the deep part, you cannot see. You got to trust God. You got to lean on him. You got to depend on him. You got to trust him. Come on. I can't see my way, but I believe. Uh-oh. I come in agreement. Come on. I can't see it, but I believe it. I know that it's more to this. I know that it's more to just being on the surface in the shadow things of God. I know that there is more that God has for me. I know there's more that God has for you. So I got to come in an agreement with what his word is saying according to the word of God. When you got God's word, you got everything. Right before the end of the year, God gave us that. I got God's word on this. No matter what is happening, no matter what is coming on, if it ain't dealing with the word, I ain't dealing with it. You ain't dealing with it because guess what? You're getting ready to go somewhere. You're getting ready to launch out into the deep things of God. And you no more longer can deal with the surface things that is not of God. Come on. Somebody else got a problem? I'm not saying neglect them. I'm not saying ignore them. Don't let them bring that to you, because if it ain't dealing with the word, we can't deal with it. You can't deal with that in the deep. Come on. You can't deal with that in the deep. You got to be able, come on here, when you launch out into the deep things of God, you got to be able to do what? Concentrate. You got to be able to think. Come on. Hallelujah. As we had said about the fishermen. Come on. They were fishermen by trade. Come on. Hallelujah. But Peter said, Master, we toil all night long. And we've been out there and we ain't caught nothing. Come on. But nevertheless, at thy word, I'm going to do what? I'm coming in agreement with what you said. I'm coming in agreement. I'm touching and agreeing with you, my brother, my sister. Come on. Because if you launch out into the deep and let down your net, you're getting ready for a drop. Come on. You're getting ready to pull up. You're getting ready to pull out. You're getting ready to pull in. Hallelujah. Your whole life is getting ready to change. Come on. Hallelujah. According to what the scripture said, he said they let down their nets and they pulled it up and the net broke. Hallelujah. It broke. They had to call in for help. Here we go. Touching the grin. Oh, here we go. This is where I'm coming in. Touching the grin. Touching. If I could just get you to agree with me about the prophetic lunch out in your life. If I can just get you to agree with me. Come on. Hallelujah. That everything is already taken care of in heaven and it's taken care of on earth. Any two touch and agree. Come on. So what is hindering you from moving a little further? Hallelujah. That's right, prophets gathered. What is hindering you from moving a little further now? Come on. You got to be able to do a launch out into the deep things of God. Come on. Your praise got to be so high. Hallelujah. So when you get ready to rush out into the deep, you already know I'm secured. I'm going to make it through this. I'm coming out of this. I have come out this. I'm in the deep now. I'm out here. I'm not going nowhere. Come on. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says it. Any two touch and agree. Any two. If we agree on this thing, you're going to make it. I'm agreeing with you that you're going to make it through this. Come on, because the enemy don't want you to launch out into the deep. The enemy wants you to stay on the shadow. The enemy wants you to stay on the surface things of God. Hallelujah. But guess what? If I do what? Begin to do what? Delight myself in him. If I begin to do what? Meditate on his word day and night. If I begin to do what? Take a prophetic leap. Come on here. Take a prophetic leap into the deep. Come on here. Hallelujah. I tell you, yes, deep calling for deep. Hey, prophets, that's it. It called for deep. It's no more longer will you allow the enemy to make you stay in the shadow for things of God. Hallelujah. It takes a push. It takes a shove. Come on. Hallelujah. It takes you going through things. It's already taken care on earth as we read here. Amen. No matter what you're going through, it's already bound in heaven. It's already loose in heaven. Hallelujah. The same way what is done in the heaven is done in the earth. So what my job, your job is to pray it to the earth. Come on. That's why we got to launch out in the deep. That's why we got to know our word. That's why we got to know what's in us. That's why we can't be afraid. We can't be timid. Excuse me. We can't be timid. We can't give up. We can't give out. We can't give in. We got to trust God. Hallelujah. He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And do what? Lean not to thine own understanding. Yes, to your will, Lord. Because we're getting ready to do what? Launch out into the deep. We're getting ready to do what? Excuse me. We're getting ready to cross over into the deep, into the depths of what God wants for us this year. No more longer will you be stagnated. No more longer will you walk in fear. No more longer will you be tormented. No more longer will you be tormented.